DFAC anticipates the state will bring in about $30 million less this year and $6.7 million less in 2018. Combined, that piles another $35.6 million onto the state's 2018 deficit, pushing the shortfall to nearly $386 million.
It is a significant challenge. I mean, it represents approximately 8% of the overall budget for next fiscal year, but it isn't something that we haven't overcome in the past as a state working collaboratively with senators and representatives in the General Assembly.
Finance Secretary Rick Geisenberger notes revenues have dropped around $100 million since the FY17 budget was approved last summer, with losses in corporate income tax and abandoned property revenue to blame for about 85% of that.
That reflects something that the DFAC Revenue Advisory Council a couple of years identified as, you know, two very volatile revenue sources that, you know, are not really positioned for growth. They're not growing nationally. They're not growing here in Delaware.
How Governor John Carney plans to address declining revenues and the budget shortfall should become clearer when he rolls out his budget plan Thursday. In the interim, he instituted some immediate cost-saving measures Monday, including a hiring freeze and review of any purchases over $10,000. Tom Byrne, Delaware Public Media.